It was a packed room at UH Manoa with over 50 people in attendance. The crowd showed up to see the Board of Regents interview the two finalists, David Lasner and Frank Wyrzynski. Several testifiers spoke in support of Wyrzynski, applauding his leadership skills in the military. Others remained skeptical of his qualifications and were critical of the search process.
When David Lasner was appointed, it was made clear that he was ineligible to stand for this position. And then we have a candidate who does not meet the minimum qualifications. It is simply not porno.
I'm quite worried. The community here at the University of Hawaii is not ready to face the divisions that the selection of the Lieutenant General would bring about. A divided University of Hawaii would not be a good thing.
I think that if we're going to have these minimum qualifications, we should adhere to them. And I do believe that that's in the best interest, legally and politically and for the university.
Those were UH professors Vilsoni Herenico, Christina Bacalega, and Williamson Chang. They were among 17 people who testified at the meeting. Former Lieutenant General Frank Wyrzynski recently retired after over three decades of service in the Army.
For me, it's all about the service. And the more I did the research and the more I thought about it, I felt I could help and perhaps use what I've learned to make something good.
Wyrzynski has been criticized since he doesn't hold a degree in higher education and lacks experience serving in a university.
There are going to be people I'm never going to convince, and that's okay. I come with fresh eyes. I don't come with a legacy of past decisions. I come with no bias. And already in 3 weeks, I've had the opportunity to see a great many things. And I would look forward to several months of doing much of the same, listening and learning.
Before becoming interim president, David Lasner was the school's information technology executive. He's been with the university for the past 37 years.
I've spent my career here working to improve everything that we do. So if you believe I'm the right person to lead us through the next years, then I'm willing, ready, and committed to continue to leverage the experience I have, to continue to listen, to continue to learn, to continue to collaborate, and to communicate relentlessly inside and outside service to this university and this state.
The search process has been a source of criticism recently. Three finalists dropped out. And just last week, State Senate President Donna Mercado Kim urged the regents to reopen the search. The board did not address the possibility of that on Tuesday and plans to proceed with the two remaining candidates. Following the public interviews, the regents met in executive session behind closed doors. They'll reconvene on Monday, where they're expected to make a formal vote. Molly Solomon for HPR News.